This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Ain't it something, Hat? Aren't you tired of trying to eat a bat? That's sort of how coronavirus started. Or do you eat milk? Hanging on at Wuhan making silk. Started a global pandemic of epic proportions. I ate a bat. And spit on my man, my friend named Pat. I took a flight to urban Seattle. I saw a concert then. 18,000 people were dead right after the encore, friend.
So I basically went to a wet market in Wuhan and then hightailed it to the Key Arena. And I saw, like, I don't know, who could sell that out? Mumford and Sons or, like, Father John Misty? And I was, like, screaming, singing, spitting, talking into what would then create... The NBA basically got canceled 4 weeks later. Zax!
Billy, put your other earbud in. Put your other earbud in.
So I can hear all this.
Major key alert. When trying to navigate your early 20s, and Billy, I think you can speak to this as well, Marika too. Amir, you would be speaking more from a point of like elderly wisdom, elder statesman, but without the position of power. I think it has to do with managing relationships, making sure that the people around you are making you a better version of you. I forget who said it, but you are who you hang out with.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Like, that was really messed up.
Daddy, chill.
With us as always, Marika Brownlee on the sax, Amir Blumenfeld, CFO of HeadGum. That's Chief Farting Officer.
Nice.
And then Billy Brick. William hey. N. Brick. The middle name is what, Niller?
Nicholas N.
Okay. I thought you were related to William.
What?
William Niller. Willy Nilly.
Oh, nice. Nice.
You're staying with me. You're literally 8 feet above me right now.
That's why I'm on the show. I'm staying with Jeff. And he said the only way I can stay with him is if I do the show.
Yeah.
And so that,
it's also,
are.
But you also have to be good on it. I forgot to add that stipulation. So you have to be funny. You have to be able to play to the height of your intelligence for sure.
Okay.
Funny references, funny puns. Yeah. Let's make sure it's an enjoyable experience for the listener.
Was it hard to get an Airbnb? Were they all sold out or like?
Yeah, they were all booked.
Yeah. That sucks, man. I'm sorry.
You would have rather paid hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And 45 minutes on a podcast.
Yeah, it was honestly thousands. It was the fees that bumped it to thousands. Hundreds I was fine with, but it's these like state fees or something for...
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I'm here now, so...
Fingers crossed for what?
Yeah.
Marika, you were trying to have some small talk with Billy before Amir joined. We should say, for full disclosure, Amir's late. And I wouldn't allow it because it was all such good content that I figured it would have to go in the portion of the show that we call wax.
the slurping sound. Yeah, I was trying to be like a good person, I guess, and talk to Billy about what he was doing in LA and how it was staying with you, which I feel like we already kind of touched on. But would love to learn more, I guess, about that also, because I feel like Jeff has multiple times been like, when you come to LA, stay at my house. So I just need to know if it's like good to do or if I should avoid it. That would be helpful to me, I guess.
Where to begin? I guess with the first part of the question, which is I'm in LA because I can't go back to Canada yet without quarantining, and the government is lifting their quarantine for vaccinated Canadians in about 2 weeks, so I'm going to just stay in the States until then, and I'm kind of floating around. And then in terms of how it is to stay at Jeff's, I don't really know what I'm allowed to say.
You can speak freely. Yeah.
It's great. Jeff's, yeah, it's nice. It's really nice.
Interesting. Good to know.
Yeah. Word of the week.
It's sweet.
Word of the week. Interesting. Who said that? Nice. Was that Marika?
Yeah, sure
was. $1,000.
Hell yeah.
How much?
What's that?
How
you
much?
You know what it is.
Well, let's do 10.
Yeah. Down,
even
down
that's
from
kinda high. 1,000.
We can do 100.
Why don't you keep your Venmo at 100? My goal is to make Marika have to pay more taxes.
Yeah. Well, no, these are, everything over Venmo is a gift. I learned that last night. $100 in your account. Confirm that you got that, Marika. Nobody say anything until she does.
You learned that last night? You said
I said
that
nobody
last night.
Say anything until Marika confirms that she got the cash.
Jeffrey James paid you $100 word of the week with a just hauntingly sad Venmo image.
What is my Venmo image?
It's you in like a fishing cap crying.
Damn, Daniel. All right, now you can go, Billy.
I said you were saying that you learned last night that a Venmo is a gift, but you were the one who said that. I was at dinner with you, and you told the table that.
Well, yeah, I learned it because I said something that I wasn't sure if it was true or not. Nobody said anything contrary, so I figure it was right.
That doesn't, I yeah.
Everyone nodded along and said, oh, I didn't know that.
You're just like secreting it, kind
of. Well, no,
of.
It's because we were talking about something else. And then you just kind of inserted yourself into the conversation and said, did you know that Venmos are a gift? And then we were like, oh, no, I didn't know that. And then we continued talking about the other stuff we were talking about.
Yeah. And then I did chime in again, too, when the apps came. I was like, because it's kind of interesting. It's like tax-free. And then you guys were all like, what? I was like, the Venmo thing, it being a gift and all. I guess you guys had forgotten.
Yeah, Mark, are you no, we just, yeah, we're still continuing our conversation.
Yeah. And I'm so sorry to learn about your grandmother.
She's fine. You're sorry to learn that she's fine?
Yeah, I'm sorry to learn about her. You told me a little bit about her earlier today, and I'm so sorry.
Mm.
Sorry you wasted my time.
Marika?
Yes?
You were going to say something.
I don't think I was. I mean, I can say that I'll pay you this money right back, and hopefully your account doesn't shut down again.
Yeah, I guess so. It did shut down for a week. I don't know what. And then I did nothing and it came back.
That's funny.
By advertising on YouTube, I grow my business by reaching my most important customers. People like Allison. She's a fashionista who's...
Marika takes the reins.
How?
Why is there a pre-roll to that app? What a bizarre intro. Did you sell an ad to Marika? Is this a sponsored segment now? How is there an ad?
Marika is sponsored by YouTube advertising.
So, okay. A full 4 minutes this time. Usually it's two.
Well, usually she never... You've expressed to me, Marika, that you've... And we have to restart the clock at this point. That you don't get enough time sometimes. So here we go.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's happening at the moment in my life. I sent you a text earlier today, I guess.
Oh my God, yeah.
I sent Jeff a text, do you want to see the worst lunch I've ever had to order? And responded with a photo like of a venti sized coffee cup that was filled with chicken broth. And that's what I had for lunch.
A venti today. Stock.
Yeah, a venti chicken bone broth. My stomach's been hurting, and so I just decided to have broth for lunch, 12 ounces minimum. So that's really what's been up with me for the most part this week.
And that's got to be expensive, right? Like a full, huge jug.
Sorry, I'm here 1 second.
Chicken broth.
I actually have a joke. What if it was like you're trying to start a fight with soup, and so you're like, you got a problem,
don't tell
bro?
Me to stop. Don't tell me to stop and then do it. You can either
especially for that,
build
right?
off of my question or say it anyway. You don't have to say, actually, Amir, hold on, I have a joke. That's not how conversations work. Say the all joke. Right.
I can see Billy's getting upset, so Marika, let's take it away.
Great. Yeah, I don't know. When does this comes out on Friday?
Yeah.
I saw F9 early, but
no.
So I can't talk about it. That's the only exciting thing that's happened to me is I saw that, and now there's technically an embargo, I guess, or I don't want to spoil it for people.
This comes out the day that the movie comes out.
Interesting.
So I think you could talk about it.
Well, do you guys want a spoiler for F9?
Is it like a spoiler movie? Is there a twist?
Don't
tell me if there's a twist. Did you like it?
It's good. Yeah. It's good. Very fun. It was fun to watch. I watched all of the Fast and Furious movies recently for the first time.
So many. Did you see Hobbs and Shaw?
No, of course not. The Rock is not the part of that franchise that I want to watch at any point. Did you see today there was like news about Vin Diesel, like the feud between Vin Diesel and The Rock? Are you aware of that?
I didn't read the article, but I saw the headline and I'm just like, I clocked it.
Yeah, there was like this big feud between the two of them, and Vin Diesel was like, today it was like, I had to get The Rock's acting to a place where it needed to be for these movies.
That was the reason for the feud.
He's not good in them. He's not good. I 100% believe in Vin Diesel. That was really funny to me.
Billy, one of the first things you said to me when you touched down in LA, or when I got back to LA, actually, was that you wanted to see Fast 9 at some point in a theater this week.
I am. I'm seeing it on Friday at 8
yeah.
p.m.
Yeah.
Didn't tell you about it because you're not invited.
Fuck, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
30
that's
more seconds.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, you don't need to go with him.
Billy's going by himself.
Yeah. Well, it was sold out. IMAX. So I had to buy. I had to buy them on this on the second market, whatever it's called. Someone was reselling them.
You got them on StubHub.
He bought two tickets, but he wants to sit next to an open seat for his popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
God, remember movie theater popcorn? Don't answer.
Yeah,
that.
I had it yesterday.
Yeah. I ate it while I was watching Fast 9. It was hard to do. I was like, I feel like it's. I got at the movie theater. I asked for popcorn, and they were like, "Do you want butter and salt?" And I was like, "Yeah." And they brought out a like little sauce cup of butter and a sauce cup of salt and handed it to me. So then I had to like pour it on my popcorn.
God,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, I hated it. I'm not going to order popcorn again.
Yeah.
Did you see the TikTok hack about adding butter to your popcorn?
No, what is it?
You put a straw in the middle of your popcorn bucket and then pour the butter down the straw. And then as you lift up the straw, there's an even distribution of butter across all the kernels.
It doesn't
there was like
fucking
a,
matter.
There is no, this has like haunted me for years. There was some sort of like kid show, maybe like Zoom or something. I don't know. Some kid show like invented that. Like there was someone was inventing a straw with holes in it that like,
oh my
you
God.
Would pour the butter down and it would like spread out from all of the holes in the straw. And I always wondered like where that came from. I can't remember. And every time I go to the movie theater I think about that. So maybe I'll try this other straw trick.
I think it's so interesting to think about popcorn in general. Like, you're literally eating overheated corn kernels, and then they're kind of soaked and seasoned with pasteurized sour cream.
So, yeah, you don't know what butter is, I guess, but that's ultimately fine.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
Don't talk about
dry
shit.
Salt.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of it is.
Billy, you should tell your movie theater story that you told me the other day.
My movie theater? I don't even know what that was.
You, Finn. Was Sam with you or no?
What?
You saw a certain someone while watching.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, yes. Oh, that's what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The movie theater story I told you the other day.
That's exactly what I said verbatim, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. I didn't understand what you were saying, but now I get it. We went to go see Army of the Dead in Williamsburg, Brooklyn on a Tuesday afternoon, 4 p.m.
Nighthawk Theater?
At the Nighthawk Theater, correct.
Nice. Love it. And right below me at this moment.
And we were the only people in the theater except for one man who I thought looked familiar from his profile. His profile picture. His Snapchat, it was like Snapchat nearby people, and his Bitmoji looked familiar to me. So at the end, I fell asleep during the movie, and then I woke up to Finn going, "Oh my God, the guy looks just like Pat Castles." I was like, "Yeah, I know. I thought so too, but it's definitely not him." And it was Pat Castles sitting alone in the theater on a Tuesday at 4 p.m. reading, I think it was Game of Thrones while watching Army of the Dead, which is a movie that is on
reading
Netflix.
Reading a book while watching a movie.
While paying $30 to see a movie. Yeah,
that was on Netflix already. Like, he could have watched it
I saw it at home.
On Tuesday at 4 p.m., but he went to the theater on his own.
Did he order food?
He had a couple wines.
We gotta, maybe next week we can have Pat on to hear his side of the story. I'm sure he has some pretty damning shit to say about Billy. And his profile, was it?
Yeah. Finn was pretty pissed at me because I bought us the tickets and kind of made us go to the movie, and then I fell asleep because I only had an hour of sleep. But then Finn got mad that I had fallen asleep, so he turned his phone flashlight on and started shining it in my eyes.
Jesus.
As I was asleep, to wake me up in the theater, which is the rudest thing to do in any movie theater, but especially to my eyes and to Damn. Pop.
Daniel, back at it again with the white man.
Yeah.
The way he says it. The way he says it, back at it again.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white man.
How are you just,
I don't know why it's getting me
how
now.
Are you just being tickled by this?
I'm sorry. That's actually... really funny. Billy, what else?
I helped Jeff with a self-tape.
That's correct.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Charleston. Charleston. That was one of the lines.
Yeah. They asked you not to share any of the material, so that might be a problem.
I didn't sign anything.
Yeah.
Legally, I'm covered, so that's going to be fine. Here we go.
Gotcha. It was 14 pages and Jeff did not know the lines. And then it said that they were free to improvise because they wanted it to be the tone of one of those kind of whatever frat pack comedies. And Jeff took that and kind of ran with it in the sense that he didn't know any of the words. And we taped for a while in the middle of the night.
Correct. Late on a Sunday. Yeah. This went to 11:40 p.m.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I was on Eastern time as well, so it felt like 2:40 a.m.
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm.
Helping Jeff. I knew the lines by the end of it, and he didn't still.
But at the end of the day, all you're looking for is that one take where the casting director sees it, and they're like,
"This girl is on fire!"
that is how Julia Roberts got cast in Eat, Pray, Love.
There's no way she was an offer only for Eat, Pray, Love, right? There's no way that she auditioned for that.
She taped. It was a frantic callback. What?
Her roommate got her on tape Sunday night. Yeah, next segment, I guess.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome to Maya Wiley or Raya Miley.
Oh, no.
Here's the deal. I think it's high time that we... Sorry, 1 second. Give me 1 fucking second. I need something like fanfare-y. How do we not have this? Talk amongst yourselves.
I'm here.
Oh, my God. That's good. All right, 1 second. All right. This is historic. Amir, you're going to want to be here for this. Blumenfeld? He did step out of frame. I don't know if he's peeing or...
He's popping the zit on the back of his neck.
Yeah.
We see him behind the window walk away.
All right, Amir, this is historic. Are you ready for this? This is an announcement?
Yeah.
for the first time ever in HeadGum podcast, but also company history, we're endorsing a New York City mayoral candidate. And that candidate is Maya Wiley, the progressive choice.
The voting ends today, the day that we're recording this. So
I did not put two and two together. The voting ends today. Did you vote?
Yeah, I voted early. I voted early over the weekend.
I thought they still give you a sticker. All right. So this is Maya Wiley or Raya Miley. This is just a fun way to kind of celebrate the fact that Maya is going to be the next mayor of New York City.
I should say that HeadGum is not officially endorsing any candidate, obviously. This is the first I'm hearing about it. I haven't done any research into it. And Jeff doesn't speak for the entire company. All right.
I can speak for this show.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever played Maya Wiley or Raya Miley?
No. Right. So, obviously not. Has anyone?
I did just write it about an hour and 10 minutes ago. Basically, I'm going to list off some fun facts about, you know, blank, fill in the blank here. And you're going to tell me whether it's Maya Wiley, candidate for New York City mayor, or Raya's Miley, a.k.a. Miley Cyrus, who is probably on the dating app Raya. She's probably on Raya.
Mm. Probably.
All right. Mm-hmm. Blank is a Democrat.
Maya Wiley.
That's technically right, but I was going for Miley. This is all for real cash, we should say.
All right.
Blank has lived for a portion of time in New York City.
Maya Wiley.
That's correct. Yeah, she's been there almost her entire life, which is why she might have to be the choice. I don't know. Here we go.
I assume every mayoral candidate has lived in New York City for some of their lives. That's probably not why she's the choice.
Yeah. But also, yeah.
I also didn't need to hear the explanation of this game. It's always a random person or someone else. And you say things, and we guess.
I did find the explanation of what Raya's Miley meant to be helpful, though, to be fair.
That's true. Continue, though.
Blank has been a staple on TV screens everywhere for several years.
So vague.
Miley's
obviously Miley.
Maya Wiley was an MSNBC political analyst, dude. 100% she was on national news.
Oh my God.
Blank believes cannabis possess. God, sorry. Sometimes when I see Amir on the Zoom screen, it like throws me because he just doesn't look interested.
This is the most interested he's looked, I feel, in a long time.
Blank believes- I was gone for part of it.
Yeah. I don't interrupt you guys when you talk. Blank
False.
Believes cannabis.
You purposely did. 8 minutes ago, you said, "Hold on a second, I have a joke to say."
Blank believes cannabis possession should not be a crime.
The mayoral candidate.
Miley.
I was looking for Miley.
Yeah. You shouldn't be looking for anything. You should have clear answers.
Blank has ties to Bill de Blasio. For those who don't know, former New York City mayor.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, correct! In 2013, Bill de Blasio's campaign said, and I quote, "Forget Miley Cyrus, the de Blasio campaign has its own signature dance move." This was at the time of Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
Did Wrecking Ball have a signature dance move, or was she just swinging on a wrecking ball?
Do you mean twerking when she twerked at the MTV Awards or whatever it was?
I think she was really into shaking that ass.
I thought that was more We Can't Stop.
Miley. Bangers style?
Less, less.
Well, both were on
ball.
Bangers.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, right?
All right. Blank has made some bangers.
Maya.
Correct. Miley. Yeah. So her husband is a globetrotting CEO of a multinational company, and I just figure there's no way that after going to England and coming back to New York that he didn't pick up some of those Anglophile breakfast items. Maybe Maya, sorry, yeah, Maya made them bangers and mash for brunch one night.
It's the sips of the coffee.
Blank for has me. Seen the movie.
Blank has seen the movie what?
Blank has seen the movie The Last Song.
Has seen the movie The Last Song?
Maya Wiley.
There's kind of no way Maya Wiley sat down and watched The Last Song.
Yeah, I mean, do you think Miley did?
Miley's in it.
Yeah,
you
I know.
She went
do
to
you
the
think
premiere
she,
party.
You, but do you think she watched it? You think she
of
sat
course.
Down and watched that
Especially
movie?
Especially 2010. This is coming. You have to remember, Marika, that's coming off of Hannah Montana, where it's like, is she going to be a failure, or is she going to parlay this into some kind of other on-screen success?
Mm-hmm.
In conclusion. Sorry, one second.
Billy is furious.
In conclusion, if you didn't vote for Maya Wiley, you can go ahead and lose my fucking number.
That was what we were waiting for.
And that goes for anyone who doesn't even live in New York.
Gotcha. I didn't vote for her.
Get out of here.
Why? I couldn't. I don't live there.
Really?
Yes.
All right. That's
a local
to hear,
election.
Actually. Because there's no yeah. way that I could. I wonder if my friend Fallon voted for her. Probably.
Who?
Brick, you used to live in. Where'd you used to live in New York?
Fort Greene. I didn't really live there. I was staying there for like seven weeks.
Yeah, because you could have voted for Maya Wiley as all. Well.
Couldn't have no, because I'm not enough. An American citizen and I didn't live there.
Yeah.
For sure. Like a lot of reasons I couldn't have.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know what happened, but somewhere between. That segment, and now everybody got pissed. Everybody made the conscious decision to be upset at me or at the show for some reason. I actually think this is going really well, especially in comparison to, let's say, the last 8 episodes of this show.
What was
what
wrong?
Is everybody
Jeff,
thinking about?
The, what was wrong with
Would
this?
You rather be able to determine the outcome of every major American election or be accepted on Raya?
It's a great question.
It's hard, because like...
Yeah. The fact that
it's
you're
definitely
on the
Raya.
Fence about it.
It's definitely Raya.
Says a lot no. about what a small man you are.
I know, but that's why I would never get on Raya.
Right.
This is like my only chance. Like I could meddle right. in elections in other ways. No, you know what? I want everyone everywhere to live a life of dignity and financial security. So, yeah, I think that I would do the elections one. But, you know, that's what the hope that it would get out there and then people would be kind of come to me and kissing my ass. You know, I would finally get to date a Hemsworth sister.
Are there any Hemsworth sisters?
What did you just ask me?
Are there any Hemsworth sisters?
The third Hemsworth might have 2 daughters.
So no.
Chris Hemsworth?
No, the other guy.
Luke?
Who?
Chris Hemsworth for sure Luke? Has children.
Luke Hemsworth is his name?
I think so.
Yeah,
what a bad sure. name.
Not
Why is it any worse
Chris
than
Liam?
Liam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Why is that any worse than Liam? Billy, can I ask you a personal question? And if you don't want to answer it, you can answer it and then we'll cut it out.
Okay.
You've been staying at my place since Friday night.
Yes.
That is 4 days, right?
I can't even be here for the lead up to this question.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what you're asking. Just text him about it later.
Have you self-completed in my goddamn house?
Yeah. Yeah, that's sort of where
of course.
I assumed
yeah, of course
it was
is what
going.
You're gonna ask. Yeah.
And then
you've been asking me this every day.
And you've been answering honestly no, which is just shocking me that you have the willpower, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next segment.
Beck Seguin, of course.
It is funny, though, because I was in Tahoe with some of my friends from home over the weekend, and I did ask that question at dinner one night, and two out of two of us had, and two of us hadn't. Or two out of four of us, I should say.
Nice. You were having your own little Seinfeld contest episodes by accident.
Guess which camp I fell in.
I don't want to.
Can't even talk hadn't. About this.
I'm going to say hadn't.
Correct.
Because you have that, yeah, you have that, what's it called, that rash that's preventing you from doing that.
It's I really told you that. You said. I told you that not only in confidence, but by accident. You saw it.
Yeah. So you didn't really tell me. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Show, don't tell. It's kind of one of the first rules of screenwriting.
Show, don't tell. Let's take some callers. David Young.
Hello.
We've got David Young on the horn. You're on with Amir Blumenfeld, Marika Brownlee, and Billy Brick.
Oh, the podcast.
Yeah. It's the HeadGum podcast, man. You were on last week. Remember you said it was the best hour of your life?
I didn't say that, but okay. What's up?
What are you up to, man? We're taking some random callers. You happen to be the first number that I called.
You are calling the people?
What's that?
You are calling... That's not how it usually works. I was cleaning my house.
We can let you get back to it, but I feel like let's just give the people one nugget of David Young wisdom.
I mean, why?
This is...
I genuinely...
Not going the way I thought this call would go. We have to call someone else. This is unbelievable because you're embarrassing me on air.
But you said you're going to take callers.
I'll text you.
What? Why? You don't have to.
That was highly embarrassing for me.
You didn't tell him you were going to call. You just called him out of the blue. 3:46 p.m. on a Tuesday.
He said he'd love to come back on the show anytime.
That invitation's rescinded now for sure.
All right, here we go.
What makes you think this is going to work again?
I'll just cut the first one.
Hello?
Finn Wolfhard.
Oh, no.
Hey. You're on the HeadGum podcast with Amir Blumenfeld, Billy Brick, and Marika Brownlee on the sax.
Oh, why?
We're taking callers. So basically people are calling in and we're seeing what questions they might have for us.
You called me.
That's exactly what David Young said. Let's just get past the fact that I'm the one making the calls and let's see if you have any questions for us.
I don't know. Why are you... I just got off work. I'm really tired. I haven't worked in a while. I'm just trying to hang out and watch TV with my family, and you're calling me, trying to get me on your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can
Don't
you...
Just say yeah.
Let's
Don't just say yeah.
All right.
Fuck.
Forget this, man. I'm sorry to bother you when you're hanging out with your family. I thought that having friends was cool, but I guess being with your family's cool nowadays.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means.
All right. I'll text me.
No.
This is horrible. This is not going the way I thought it would. And you guys are just staring here, letting me all happen, fall on my fucking face. Here we go.
They can't hear us.
Yes, they can.
How? And honestly, it's going well because they're picking up.
Zach Dunn. You're live on the HeadGum podcast with Amir Blumenfeld, Billy Brick, and Marika Brownlee.
Hi, everybody. How's it going? What's happening?
We're taking callers, seeing what questions people might have for us.
Okay. Is this going to be eligible for the out of context HeadGum?
I think in theory, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. I got to turn this on a little bit. really kind of random and interesting. Fuck. I can't think. Is the podcast going well? Why are you calling people?
No, we're taking call. This has been a real point of contention. All three people we've called have been mad that I'm the one who called them. But basically, it's like a radio show.
Right. You're giving calls. You're not taking calls.
We're rolling calls then, let's say.
Okay. I like that. Some good kind of Hollywood energy. So I'm supposed to ask you a question after you called me.
That seems to be the goal, yeah.
Okay. Paper or plastic? I don't want to do this. I don't think.
All right. That's fine. I'll text you.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Why does it always end with you saying, I'll text you? What are you going to text them? You don't have to say that.
Rule of threes, right?
They're all picking up.
Billy's in Mexico on vacation with his wife. Of course it's not going through.
Yeah, you shouldn't pick up. You're calling previous guests, I see.
Oh, yeah, I guess I am.
What is this? This is a FaceTime.
Yeah.
George Saba.
Hey.
George Saba, you're on the HeadGum Podcast with Amir Blumenfeld, Billy Brick, and Marika Brownlee on the sax.
Whoa, hey.
We're taking callers, seeing if they have any questions for us, like a radio show.
Oh, but you're calling the callers?
This is the fifth person in a row to say that. Let's just ask a question.
About anything?
Anything about the show, about Billy's budding acting career, about Marika's honestly floundering sax career.
I mean, I guess seeing as I saw both Amir and Billy yesterday, I'll ask about the sax career.
All right, shoot.
Marika, how is the sax career?
Definitely floundering, as Jeff said, because I don't have one. At some point, someone made a Wikipedia page for the HeadGum Podcast, and it, like, quoted me as a saxophonist, but that got deleted, and I think that was, like, the height of my saxophone career, but now it's gone, so I have nothing.
All right, can I hang up now?
Yeah, text me.
All right, cool.
Who else should we get on the horn? Here we go. Last caller.
Hello.
Shelby Wolstein, Keeping Records Podcast fame. You're on live with the HeadGum Podcast Core 4. Marika Brownlee, Billy Brick, Amir Blumenfeld.
And you?
Correct.
Are you the fourth? Okay. Yeah.
We're rolling calls, let's say, seeing if anybody has any questions for us, like a radio show.
Do you feel badly about making me lose on 2-on-2 yesterday?
I thank you not to bring that up actually on air. We did play 2-on-2 basketball. And as I said to my friend, I made both important shots and costly turnovers. Katie Moose from HeadGum posted me up, and basically I was barbecue chicken out there. I don't know what else to say.
Did you sleep well last night, or did that sort of stick in your head?
I rarely sleep well, but that just added to the laundry list of reasons why I was lying awake nights.
Okay. Am I supposed to ask more questions? What other questions could I possibly have?
That one is good. I mean, if you want to stay on the line, this is the most we've gotten out of any of the six people that we've called, and I do appreciate it. But
did you not do your work today? You didn't plan anything for the pod?
We got to go.
I'll text you.
Jeff, you did get destroyed in the post yesterday, time after time after time after time.
It was really cool to see Katie, who I'd never seen, you know, I just met her in person like last week because we have been working remotely with her. And then she's like, yeah, I'll play basketball. And she just had amazing footwork / finishing skills.
She really did.
And Jeff was genuinely trying to guard her. And it was just like, there was no chance. She was like pump faking. reverse pivoting, drop step. It was like
fading away, creating her own shot. It was unbelievable. At first, I wasn't playing that hard because I didn't want to like piss anybody off or injure anybody. But then she started being so good. I was like, let me try and see if I can actually defend this. And I couldn't.
Actually piss someone off or injure somebody?
Yes.
She played in high school and it showed. She has just like years and years of skilled training, specifically in the post. And yeah, unguardable down there. It was really cool to see.
In high school, I spent many a night, let's say, studying.
Okay.
The cadence.
I don't know if we properly utilized Billy on this episode. I'm going to be honest with you. And I don't know if that's because of how I prepared or if that's because Billy's still mad at me about what I said to him last night. But
it's always you.
What'd you say?
It's always you. You're the reason anything on this show goes wrong. It's all the machinations of your insane mind. Anything that happens on the show is because of you, good or bad, and it's never been good.
It had to be you.
Interesting. I went the reason by Hoobastank, personally.
That was because Amir, I was a little late because I don't have YouTube Premium.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
You were late because you don't have YouTube Premium? What's the correlation there?
I had to watch the ad, and so it wasn't like the ideally, and maybe Ferris will edit it this way. I don't know, who knows. That you said it had to, it was you or whatever, like it's always you, and then Q, it had to be you by Frank Sinatra.
I spent many nights, studying is what you said.
All right. Congratulations to the three of you. All right. What is this? 56, 57 episodes? You finally broke my ass. I'm fucking done with this. I don't know what else to do to get a smile out of any of you.
Oh my God.
Maya Wiley or Raya Smiley? That's kind of funny.
Kind of.
I don't know if the phone calls bummed you guys out, but I've been really trying this episode. Billy hasn't smiled not even once, and I don't even mean like he's in character not smiling. He looks genuinely upset.
He looks frozen now. Oh no, he wasn't. He was just sort of stone-faced. Maybe it is frozen.
I mean, what? This is a dead end. And the worst part is that the show is thriving. We're getting a lot of listens and a lot of ads booked. Most of the weeks, I forget to upload the ads, and Sam Shackle has to angrily email me and be like, yeah, which I've been better about it. I did it last week just fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just it's just hard because I'm always shocked that we have ads booked.
Right. I mean, you get the emails, you know.
Well, here's the issue with Gumball, and this is a real note, if you're listening. There's too many notifications, right? So it's like
you can
at
turn.
A
there's
point,
a notification center. You can turn them off. That's a thing that we made recently that he built. Yeah, that we sent an email about actually to all of the podcasters because it was like an exciting new feature. So we want to check that out, right?
Yeah, no, that's really good actually.
Yeah.
Plugs, Billy. What are you working on? Social media. What do you want to point the people to? Floor is yours.
I'm not working on anything right now. I have a movie coming out sometime next year, but I'll probably be on sooner than that. So I guess I'm on Instagram at gmail.com is my email. Fuck it. That's my email.
Bleep that out, Paris, obviously.
William N. Brick is my Instagram.
Nice. William N. Brick. Marika?
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Marie Galon and Letterboxd. Always, always posting on there.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. We'll see you guys again next week. I mean, unless
so
you have
for
something.
Me.
No plugs.
Do you have anything?
Yeah. I was going to shout out to the new Delta variant of COVID. It seems to be spiking
globally and locally.
Sure.
It's of concern. What else is in the news? Oh, yeah. In the Heights.
Yeah.
Didn't perform too well at the box office, but
this isn't end of the episode material. This is beginning of the episode.
Go on like that. We have to point out the negatives first.
You're shouting out the news.
It's a great
simulcasted on HBO Max. I'm sure that affects.
Yeah, great movie. Go watch it. One of the best musical movie adaptations that has come out in a really long time.
I really like
definitely
it,
some
yeah.
problematic it, stuff.
We're
about,
not going to be the difference maker of people seeing it or not.
I was going to say, yeah. In Houston, 153 employees refused to get vaccinated.
At one company or across the entire city?
At one hospital.
Jesus Christ.
The worst place, right?
Yeah, so those people have been resigned or fired. Kind of interesting.
Not really.
We talk about ethically speaking what that means. Can you quote unquote force employees to get vaccinated?
Yeah.
It raises an interesting question. Morally, I think you have an obligation to. Legally, all this stuff is just such a new gray area. It's kind of fascinating to dive into. I was actually talking to a friend of mine who's a legal ethicist. It's kind of fascinating about
that already.
Whether or not we... What's that?
You said it's kind of fascinating twice, and that's just bad. I guess if it was on paper writing, but that's also bad speaking.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of fascinating to see like how different companies, especially those that are like, you know, hospitals are designed to keep people safe. What obligation do they have to their patients, let alone other members of the staff? You obviously
this is your
can't
plug?
Ask. Oh, plugs.
What did you think
I'm
I
on
said?
TikTok at OK Bloomer.
Just laugh at your own username you've had for a year.
It's kind of a take on this popular meme.
It's where, kind of fascinating.
It's kind of a fascinating take. On the OK Zoomer / Boomer moniker that's given to elder millennials, Gen X, Y, Zers like myself. So check me out there. Cash me outside. How about yeah?
Nice.
And I'm also on Twitter, I was going to say.
You get verified yet?
Didn't even apply.
No, I did not.
Why didn't you apply?
I don't know how or why to apply my eye. I've heard of people applying and not getting it, so it doesn't really seem necessary. So I don't really know.
I think you
would
get it.
You have like millions of followers or some shit.
Yeah, and that's nice. That is nice for sure, but I don't need... I mean, it's all kind of fascinating because the whole thing
not
is
really.
Like... It's artificial ecosystem.
I mean, it's all does.
That's Daz.
That's Daz, folks.
The worst ending.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, go ahead. Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.